Coming up next on the Passion Struck podcast, aging is a natural process of life that every single one of us, no matter how fit, healthy, or strong, must face. As we age, we become more prone to certain ailments. It has been discovered that our biological age is the most significant factor for all major diseases, including dementia, diabetes, and cancer. Simply put, while contemporary medicine addresses illness, it doesn't address the underlying reason, aging itself. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 157 of Passion Struck. Thank you to all of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show, or you would just like to introduce this to friends or family members, we now have episode starter packs, both on Spotify and on the Passion Struck website. And these are collections of your favorite episodes that we organize by topic so that any new listener can get quickly acquainted to everything that we do here on this show. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed our episodes from earlier in the week, I interviewed Katie Milkman, who's a behavioral scientist at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, host of the popular podcast Choiceology, and we discussed the science behind how you get from where you are to where you want to go. I also had a great interview with Elise Michaels, who's a men's mental health coach, and we discuss her approach to helping men overcome trauma, along with her four pillars of peak performance. My solo episode last week was on the importance of unconditional love and ways that you can build it in your own life. Please check out all those episodes. And if you truly love any of them, we would so appreciate getting a 5-star rating and review. It goes so far in helping boost the popularity of the show. I also wanted to acknowledge our fan of the week, Cindy Golden, who writes, "Pathological. I have suffered from mental health issues the majority of my life. Your interview with Sarah Faye allowed me to see things in a completely different way. Yes, the DSM is flawed, and mental health professionals should be telling the public the truth that none of it is based on science. Thank you, John Miles, for bringing episodes like this to life." Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for your rating and review. We appreciate it so much. Now, let's talk about today's episode. For millenniums, the quest for the fountain of youth and extending life has been a frequent topic of various myths, Hollywood movies, and parables worldwide. One of the earliest accounts was from Herodotus, a Greek historian in the 5th century BC. He reported that in the land of Microbians, a fountain of youth gave the people in that region extremely extended lifespans. The name connected most closely to the quest for the fountain of youth is 16th century Spanish expeditionary Juan Ponce de Leon, who allegedly believed it would be discovered in Florida. In Japan, tales of hot springs that could restore youth and heal the body were also common and even are to this present day. Let's face it, aging is a natural process of life that will inevitably happen to every one of us. Unfortunately, we're not going to live forever. However, our daily activities and well-being are directly dependent on the condition of our body systems. Realizing that we inevitably age, what can we do to stay fit and healthy and get more time here on Earth to live out our vibrant lives? The answer is this: we can intentionally slow down our biological aging process. Yes, you heard that right. Finding the core reason for aging and learning how diet, lifestyle choices, and exercise affect extending your life places the power of perspective and knowledge in your control. You don't have to hope for or imagine a mythical fountain of youth that holds a secret to reversing age. You can decide daily to turn back the clock, slow the aging process, and reset your age. In today's episode, I will be taking an in-depth look into the science and behavioral changes that are associated with reverse aging to educate you on how it is possible to chronologically age forward while biologically aging backward. Human behavior and one's environment both play a key role. Let's now examine the story of the social physiological experiment by Ellen Langer to prove that biological aging can be externally influenced by perception and behavior. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let the journey begin. Ellen Langer, a Harvard psychologist, conducted a novel experiment in 1981 in which she invited participants to live as if they were 22 years younger. She arranged for 8 men in their 70s to stay in a converted monastery. Some of them were arthritic and used canes, yet they entered a time warp when they entered the doors of the monastery. On an old radio, Perry Como sang. On a black and white television, Ed Sullivan greeted guests. Everything within, including the books on the shelves, and scattered publications were intended to invoke 1959. The men in this experimental group weren't told to just talk about what life was like in 1959, but were told to actually act as if they were in 1959. Meanwhile, a control group lived in a similar atmosphere, but did not act as if it was decades ago and only considered their past events. Those in the experimental group talked about historical events as if they were contemporary happenings. No accommodations were made to help with the men's frail physical conditions. No one carried their bags or assisted them up the stairs or treated them at all like they were elderly. Nothing. No mirrors, no modern clothing, no images other than portraits of them as their younger selves reminded them that they had actually aged 22 years from the current perceived year. After a few days, both the controlled and experimental groups were assessed. It was noticed that the men from both groups improved in physical strength, manual dexterity, movement, posture, perception, memory, cognition, taste sensitivity, hearing, and vision. Compared to the control group, the majority of the improvements in the experimental group were far more significant, with a complete 63% of them having more significant cognitive test results than they did at the onset of the experiment. Then several unaffiliated volunteers were shown before and after images of the men in the experimental group. They were then asked to identify which was the younger of the two photos. They all evaluated those in the after photos as 2 years younger than those in the before photos. This experiment proved that it is possible for someone to get older chronologically, but get younger biologically through their mindset and corresponding behavioral change. We'll be right back to Passion Struck. If you're like me and you're a busy business owner, the last thing you want to be spending your time on is administrative tasks like handling payroll, employee benefits, time off requests, and everything else that comes along with managing a team. That is why I let Gusto take these off my plate. Gusto offers an all-in-one payroll and HR for growing businesses like mine. And from my experience in much larger companies as a Fortune 500 C-level executive, I can tell you how important it is to have a good HR platform. From full-service payroll and benefits to team management tools and more, Gusto makes it easy to support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. Join the more than 200,000 new and growing businesses that are using Gusto to build a great workplace for their employees. And right now, Gusto is offering our listeners 3 months free at gusto.com/passionstruck. Get easy payroll, benefits, HR, and a happier team. So go to gusto.com/passionstruck for your first 3 months free. That's gusto.com/passionstruck. Comes a time when you need to consolidate, whether you're out of hard drive space or your significant other asks if you really need to buy that many pair of shoes. And I found myself needing to consolidate how I approach social media when I stumbled upon AppSumo as I was looking for an application to help me get rid of my daily stress of social media management. This is where I found Postly, which not only helps me to consolidate, but also manage and publish social media content at scale. I couldn't believe it when I actually received lifetime access for only $49, which is a 98% discount. And I love Postly because I can manage and schedule all my social content in one place. And I wish I would have discovered AppSumo sooner. Imagine if I would have bought Zapier back in 2013, I would have gotten lifetime access for only $39. And this is also where MailChimp and Shopify got their starts. And as a special bonus, AppSumo is giving 10% off the already discounted price to the first 100 people who click the link in the show notes. The first 100 people to click social.appsumo.com/passion will get 10% off their first purchase with AppSumo. Please consider those who support the show and make it free for our listeners. And I know all these links and discount codes can be difficult to remember, so we put them all in one place at passionstruck.com/deals. Now, back to PassionStruck. Let us now dive into the science of reverse aging and discover how you can go about reducing your biological age, your risk of chronic disease, and overall extend your health span. So you may be asking, can aging be influenced? As stated earlier, aging is a natural process of life that all of us, no matter how fit or strong, must face. As we age, we become more prone to certain ailments. It has been discovered that our bioage is the most significant factors for all major diseases, including dementia, cancer, and diabetes. Simply put, while contemporary medicine addresses illnesses, it doesn't address the underlying reason, aging itself. According to Dr. Kara Fitzgerald, who is an upcoming guest on the Passion Struck podcast, in her book, Younger You, a whopping 80% of adults over 65 have one chronic disease, and a full 77% have two. And in my interview earlier this week with Katie Milkman, a behavioral scientist at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, she revealed that 40% of premature deaths in the United States are due to behaviors that we could change. Now, the question really becomes, do we have to endure all these illnesses, pains, and difficulties as we age? Before I proceed to the answer of this question, which I believe is already obvious, let me highlight the type of aging that we're referring to here. We have the chronological age, which is the number of years that we've been alive here on the planet. And then we have the biological age, which is also known as physiological age, which refers to the relative age of how old you seem based on how your cells have changed since you've been alive. Our focus is on reversing or slowing down our biological aging. So now let's go back to that question. We do not have to go through all those difficulties as we grow older. Believe it or not, there's new hope that we can live longer, healthier, and better, and may even be able to turn back the hands of the biological clock. This has been particularly proven by one Harvard longevity scientist named Dr. David Sinclair, whose biological age is about 2 decades younger than his chronological age. In his book, Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To, which was the culmination of decades of research and experimentation on worms, flies, mice, and monkeys, Sinclair came to the conclusion that the 9 hallmarks of aging, from exhausted stem cells to tangled proteins to a sluggish metabolism, didn't actually drive the process. Instead, they were caused by DNA damage and faulty gene control. He discovered the exact mechanism at work in every organism in the world, from yeast and bacteria to Homo sapiens, was caused by aging just becoming a loss of knowledge. That is another way of explaining that aging is a disorder caused by missing or corrupted data. It's similar to a computer program that has broken code lines and has forgotten where the computer code is. Thus, he proves that your cells simply don't have the capability to do what they're supposed to be doing, and that this can be corrected. Sinclair believes that 80% of our longevity and our health in the future is in our own hands. Only 20% is genetic, which we cannot yet do much about. So what is the role of epigenetics and DNA methylation in aging? Epigenetics can be considered the thread connecting your diet and lifestyle habits, bioage, and risk of disease. The epigenetic clock is based on the body's epigenome, which consists of chemical alterations to DNA, such as methyl groups. The pattern of these markers evolves over time and records a person's biological age, which might trail or exceed chronological age. We will concentrate on a crucial epigenetic process known as DNA methylation. If epigenetics is a collection of several sorts of software, DNA methylation may be the most influential and long-lasting. It is undoubtedly the most researched of all epigenetic markers. To put it simply, DNA methylation is the operating system. It informs your hardware, meaning your genes, what to do. DNA methylation exercises power by depositing commonplace chemicals known as methyl groups on top of your genetic material. Those methyl groups control which genes are turned on and turned off, and to what extent. Dr. Kara Fitzgerald emphasizes in her new book, Younger You, Reduce Your Bioage and Live Longer, Better, that while DNA methylation has a lot of power over your health and well-being, you also have a lot of impact on it. She says, what you eat, when you go to bed, how stressed you are, how much you walk, and how much loving touch you participate in all impact how and where those methyl groups are positioned and thus how your genes are expressed. Dr. Fitzgerald, along with my previous interviews with behavioral scientists Katie Milkman and Michelle Seeger, all point out that it's your micro choices made over sustained periods that have the largest impact on your long-term health. According to studies, if you give your body more of the things that promote healthy DNA methylation and less of the things thought to deregulate it, you can give yourself the DNA methylation patterns of a younger you. This is how you can reduce your risk of getting diseases or how you may be able to slow or even reverse the path of disease if you're already sick. Plus, you'll lose excess weight, restore lost vigor, and have folks wondering what the heck are you doing to seem so young for your age. Do you have a topic like today's that you would like to see us cover? You can reach us at MomentumFriday@passionstruck.com. Keep your emails concise. Use a descriptive subject line. That keeps things easy for us. Reach out to us if there's a topic you're interested in learning about. There's something that maybe you're going through, any big decision that you're wrestling with, or perhaps you just want a new perspective on work, love, or life. Whatever's got you staying up at night, hit us up at MomentumFriday@passionstruck.com. We're here to help and we keep every email anonymous. Now, back to Passion Struck. So I've covered a lot of background there. So now I'm going to dive into what are six steps that you can take to reverse your own bioage. With input from several longevity researchers and active participants in the search for reverse aging, the following are significant ways you can boost your health and slow down or reverse your biological clock. The first is it starts with your mindset. There's a common belief that you're only as young as you feel. Now, science shows us it's true. All that we do and all that we become starts from our perceptions and belief systems. As shown in the earlier story about the experiment done with the elderly men, we saw that when they believed that they were living 22 years ago, they started to act like it and slowly became their younger and healthier selves because they became free of the limiting mindset that told them that they were old and unable to function. They were able to find the strength they didn't know that they had and bought back some time for themselves. So understand that a positive mindset can reverse the aging process and intentionally build your mind, aligning itself with the possibility of getting biologically younger and that it not only can, but will happen. Second, alter your diet. Our body systems are directly impacted by the types of food that we eat, as well as the amount. Like a car engine, if we put bad fuel into it, it can wear out more quickly and eventually stop working. So it is advised that you eat a diet that is very high in plants, with vegetables, legumes, mushrooms, fruits, nuts, and seeds. It has been suggested by both Dr. Sinclair and Dr. Fitzgerald that there is a sweet spot in food consumption that shows the positive effects of eating less. Additionally, you can still eat meat, but ensure you do so in moderation. Also, consciously reduce your intake of starchy foods like bread, rice, and potatoes, and as much as possible, avoid sugary foods and drinks like sodas, candy, cakes, pastries, wine, fruit juices, cookies, and so on. So eat proportionally, get into the habit of intermittent fasting, and ensure you take lots of vitamins that promote DNA methylation, including beef liver and beet supplements, greens and vegan protein powders, resveratrol, magnesium, DHA, and vitamins D and K2. Also, make sure that you look for high-quality ones made by companies like Metagenetics, Designs for Health, Claire Labs, Optimum Nutrition, Life Extension, and Vital Nutrients. And then ensure that you hydrate a lot. Drink at least 8 glasses of water daily to keep your body system fresh and toxins free. Third, maintain a healthy exercise routine. Your lifestyle obviously impacts your health and the chances for slowing or reversing aging. Simply put, a healthy exercise routine will benefit your body while an unhealthy one will damage it. When you think of exercise, you commonly see it as a way to burn calories, reduce stress, build muscles, and improve your cardiovascular system. It's actually all these things and so much more. Exercise actually provides core nourishment of your DNA methylation and is your anti-aging elixir. A 2018 study published published in the European Heart Journal indicates that cardio has the biggest impact on anti-aging. It found that endurance exercises like swimming, running, bicycling, and high-intensity interval training slowed signs of aging compared to weightlifting on a cellular level. So actively engage in exercise and physical activities like running, hiking, swimming, and so on to keep your muscles and overall body strong and fit. 4, develop a proper sleep routine. Sleep is essential to health and especially epigenetic health. A growing body of science from studying both humans and animals illustrates that in addition to the benefits linked to sleep, not getting enough can accelerate aging. According to recent research published in Sleep Health, sleepless nights were shown to change your biological age. Both short duration and poor quality were shown to accelerate aging. A study by UCLA researchers uncovered that a single night of inadequate sleep can make older adults' cells age quicker. This might not seem like a huge deal, but it has the potential to bring on a lot of diseases, including multiple sclerosis, heart disease, as well as cancer, just to name a few. 2019 research published in Nature indicated that people who slept less than 5 hours a night compared to those who slept 7 or more had significantly shorter telomeres. And if you're unfamiliar with what a telomere is, they protect the ends of chromosomes from becoming frayed or tangled. A shortened telomere is shown to be a biomarker for accelerated aging. The key to excellent sleep hygiene is consistency. So ensure that you have a proper sleep routine to prevent chronic deprivation. Getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep per night is advised, along with ample periods of being in the down state during the day, a topic that we will be covering in detail in an upcoming interview I have with sleep expert Dr. Sarah Mednick. Realize that lifestyle changes like these have an outsized impact on your health, energy, vigor, and longevity. And make sure that you put these sleep suggestions into practice. 5, pay close attention to your stress levels. It's imperative to know what is going on in your body so that you can quickly determine when something is not right before it gets out of hand and you're faced with depression, anxiety, or other things that you might be experiencing. Don't get too carried away with work or your everyday life that you're not giving proper attention to your physical and mental health. According to Dr. Fitzgerald's research, stress plays an enormous role in DNA methylation, impacting almost 25% of the methylation sites in the epigenetic clock that she and her team used to determine biological aging. It may be difficult for you to control the things that cause you stress, but you have a lot of influence on how you respond to it. Please check out, if you want more information on this, the deep dive that I did on this topic in episode 142 on why you must feel to heal. 6, stay in enabling environments. From the earlier story of the experiment, we saw just how much the role of the environment in which the aged men were placed influenced their perception and, in turn, their lives. Likewise, the things around you have a direct physiological and psychological impact on your health and aging. An unhealthy environment prevalent with filth, vices, and negativity will naturally be a breeding ground for diseases and will inevitably cause you illness and rapid aging. In contrast, a clean and healthy environment filled with positivity and possibility will improve your state of being and boost your chances of reverse aging. So ensure that you consciously choose to stay in the right environment to benefit your overall health. So I provided a ton of information. Now, you may be wondering, I am not a doctor. No, I'm not. So how do I know if these suggestions actually work? I honestly had my doubts as well. So I implemented them and had myself tested by Inside Tracker to determine my biological age. I used their inner age analysis, including taking a blood test, to examine the 17 biomarkers for men to calculate my biological age. It should be noted that there are 13 biomarkers for women. Their system uses over 10 years and tens of thousands of samples to compare each biomarker to my peers, and then analyzes the contribution of each one to calculate my biological age. What I discovered was absolutely mind-blowing. My actual biological age was actually over 10 years younger than my chronological age. So I use that to say that the aim of today's show has been to do a deep dive on the process of aging and to provide you with some techniques that you can incorporate into your life, just like I did, that will help you live a longer, healthier life. These include optimizing your diet, the benefits of exercise, especially cardio, the role of reduced stress, the significance of your mindset, the vital importance of sleep, suggestions on supplements and a diet that you can take on, and so much more. More importantly, I wanted to illustrate that it's never too late to slow the aging process. In our drive for success, many of us push ourselves so hard that we forget to check our engines to ensure that they're in good and healthy condition. But remember that you can suddenly break down if you keep allowing this hustle culture to invade your life. So try to take those daily steps and implement habits to keep your body system in its best shape. The combination of the recommendations that I laid out will help you to balance your DNA methylation, lower your biological age, and help you build resilience to disease. The result is a younger you. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed this show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in and who also gave us reviews this week. And of course, everybody who listened. Thank you so much. The show notes will be on passionstruck.com. Videos are on our YouTube channel at John R. Miles. Please go there and subscribe. We have well over 300 videos that you can peruse. Advertisers, deals, and discounts are at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. I am John R. Miles on both Twitter and Instagram, and you can also find me on LinkedIn. And if you want to know how I managed to book all these amazing guests that I have on the show, it's because of my network. Build those relationships before you need them. Most of the guests that you hear on the show actually not only subscribe to the show, but offer us suggestions for both guests and topics to cover. Come join us. You'll be in great company. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast episode with Vice Admiral Sandy Stowes. Sandy spent 40 years in the U.S. Coast Guard, 12 of them at sea, and her career was filled with leadership lessons gleaned while breaking ice and breaking glass. As the first woman to command an icebreaker in the Great Lakes and to lead a U.S. Armed Forces Service Academy.
I came to believe while I was a cadet that, yeah, there were challenges being a woman, one of the first women at the Coast Guard Academy. But if I pulled myself back and looked at it objectively, a lot of people had a hard time, depending on circumstances. And you could choose to let what those people said to you get to you, or you could choose to prove them wrong. Maybe it's the German in me, but I chose to prove them wrong and to show that I could make it there. And all it did when somebody would tell me, hey, you're a woman, it's going to be harder for you here, I would just say, hey, to myself, that's just another incentive for me to try harder and to persevere.
The fee for this show is that you share it with family or friends when you find something interesting. If you know someone who's interested in the topic of reverse aging, definitely share this episode with them. The greatest compliment that you can give us is to share the show with people that you care about. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And we'll see you next time. Live life passion struck.